Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy, Kim. Are you interested in becoming a sponsor for the Flying Intellectual Podcast? Would you like us to advertise your business on this platform? If interested, email us at info@flyyoungintellectual.com. That's info@flyyoungintellectual.com. We're waiting to hear from you. Peace. Yo, 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 what's going on, people? It's your boy, Kim. And yes, after quite a hiatus, we are back with another episode of the FYI Podcast. Y'all miss me? Definitely miss y'all, miss the FYI community through this platform. Been a lot going on. And honestly, I just had to take a break, man. Work on some things in the background and, yeah, for my own mental, you know. No need for me to be really talking if I'm not doing my own work, so. Let me try to take a step back for a little bit, and now we're back with the good vibes from Brother Chronics.
Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it
blazing, yeah. Tune.
As long as we live in this life, we
keep it blazing, yeah. You check?
As long as we live in this life.
Good vibes, man. That's all we're doing. That's all we're talking about. That's all we're bringing through the FYI Podcast. Flying Intellectuals, assemble, assemble, assemble. It's still 2021. I hope that as we are gearing up for this last quarter of the year, that everybody is locked in at this point. Everybody is pushing through. Everybody is seeing some type of light at whatever your tunnel looks like. And at the end of the day, at this point, it's another set of momentum that we have to really garner as we get to go into 2022, which I'm not rushing it, but it's way more around the corner than the last episode, put it that way. So, yeah, man. I don't know about for y'all, but 2021 for me has been, it has been a very internalized year. And what I mean by that, I've been finding that I've had to really kind of dig even deeper to really deal with some things that I guess I had to deal with my whole life and probably avoided for a long time. And now, you know, the longer you leave things the longer you let things fester, the worse it gets. So for me, this year has really been about protecting and nourishing and cherishing and respecting and all these things, my inner child. And I didn't realize how abandoned, I think that's a good word, my inner child has been feeling. Until a few series of events and realizations and conversations and true looking in the mirror moments, I really realized that no matter how much work I've been doing, no matter how much money I've been making, no matter how much progress I've been attaining, in many ways, I was doing myself a great disservice by not really tending to my inner child. For those who probably don't even know what an inner child is, which I highly doubt because everybody who listens is a part of the FYI community. And I'm sure that they have some idea, but maybe not. Your inner child, in less words than the many that I could use, would be the person within that is your truest self. Which comes from your childhood and your childlike nature and the essence of who we all are at our rawest form is probably as a child, right? Children, and when we all were children, the world didn't weigh in on our individuality and our uniqueness as much as it does when you become an adult, when your eyes are now open, when the responsibilities of life are thrown on you. You know, as a child, we're kind of, for the most part, allowed to be our truest self. With that being said, a lot of the times, a lot of people were robbed of their childhood, which then ruins their inner child, and damages their inner child, which then leaves them, for the most part, chasing that inner child for the rest of their life. Because at the end of the day, your inner child is really your source of strength. A lot of us pull directly, whether we realize it or not, we pull directly from that source of inner childhood, that source of strength and almost that wild, unhinged being that is allowed to dream on a different level and allowed to be creative and allowed to be honestly themselves, for lack of a better term. And as we get older, as we said, many of us alleviate ourselves of quote unquote the childlike things because we see it as just this physical manifestation of what we were as kids, and now we're thinking, okay, well, hey, shit, I'm an adult now. When I was a man, I put away childish things. And though that may be true in many regards, you realize that if you didn't do the work to protect and to heal a lot of the stuff that you went through as a child and a lot of the stuff that robbed you of that childhood, you spend the rest of your life really kind of regretting that. So, With that being said, a lot of us have a lot of work to do to heal a lot of the things that we kind of just probably weren't allowed to heal. And as we get older and as we're starting to do more self-work, you realize that a lot of the issues that you have stem from unhealed trauma that has robbed you and disserviced you from really being kind and being protective of your inner child. So I know somebody's listening now. So, okay, Cam, so what? So what do? You go grab a bunch of toys and sit down. Like, where is this going? Like, how does one even tap in with your inner child? Well, I'm glad you asked. So for me, and I can only use myself pretty much as the example. For me, a lot of my trauma came from me not really being allowed to make a mistake when I was a kid. I was in a lot of things and did a lot of things. I was in a lot of realms that I had to be, at least in certain people's eyes, I had to be excellent all the time. Which put a lot of pressure on a kid, right? Okay, make sure you get all A's. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Make sure you play this piano perfectly. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. Make sure you don't miss these free throws. Make sure you're always on time to band practice. Make sure, you know, like. So I internalized a lot of that stuff, and I didn't realize that I was just running myself ragged because I was always afraid to make a mistake. There was so much pressure on me at all times that I developed significant anxiety. But of course, I didn't realize it till I got older. And then now you're dealing with like panic attacks and you're like, man, where's this stemming from? And you're realizing like certain things are becoming triggers that probably shouldn't even be triggers. So for me, I had to like break that down all the way to the core of it. And then just realizing what brought me true joy once I took away all the traumatic things that surrounded my childhood. Like ask yourself, like, hey, what was something that, like, as a child, as at my rawest form, I enjoyed doing? Some spaces and places that took me or takes you to that place of euphoria and utopia where everything feels perfect and you're smiling and you're laughing and you're just joyful and you're it's like you're a child again. So I had to really ask myself that. And a couple of the answers was like, aviation for sure. When I was a kid, that's like planes and anything that flies or flew was really enamoring to me. And not just because I wanted to be like a professional pilot or anything like that, but like it was just like one of the earliest memories I can remember of the like just me just being happy when I hopped on a flight or when I was talking to a pilot as a kid or my parents asked the pilot to put me in a cockpit or even when I got, you know, to high school and started flight school myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, for those who didn't know, like, I actually went to flight school and that feeling of pure bliss that feeling of at this point in time nothing else matters was something that was like a beautiful feeling to me. So I tapped back into that side of things in like a crazy way because, and I'll get to that probably later. I don't want to give up the bag too early, the cat out the bag too early. But once I started kind of like surrounding myself again around aviation this year, it's almost like the universe and God was just like giving me confirmation. Even recently, like as recently as my trip to St. Croix in early August, it just seemed like everywhere I went, I met a pilot. Had a conversation with a pilot randomly in restaurants, out in public, just randomly. And it was almost like everybody just was like, welcome into my energy and just wanted to talk. And I'm just like, man, what is going on? And I just realized that, like, the things that you put your energy into are the things that manifest themselves. If you put your energy into, like, work 24/7, then work is going to manifest itself. If you put your energy in some bullshit 24/7, then some bullshit gonna manifest itself. You feel me? Like, so because this year I really realized that I needed to tend to my inner child and protect it more and get myself back into the spaces that were truly made for me to be my most true self within, then things started manifesting themselves that helped to cater to that space and to that mindset altogether. And for you to really like probably take time to really kind of tend to your inner child, you have to keep an open mind. Because once you eliminate that open-mindedness, then you're not allowing yourself to receive that energy and that and be able to see it when it does manifest itself. Because some of us are so fixed on what's in front of us or what's to come, what's next, that we don't take in what's right here or what we should take in. And I'm guilty of it. I'm definitely guilty of it. Being hyper-focused on things can make you miss the things that are important. Take note of that. Like, if one of the things, if you want to take note of, I'm no professional, but I'm just going to give you my professional opinion from my life. Because that's the only thing I'm professionally expert on, outside of a couple other things. But for my life that I've had to live for 31 years, I can give you some insight into that. Another thing was, like, for me, kind of surrounding myself with kids again. Like, being not only just a mentor to kids, but, like, letting the kids, in a lot of ways, mentor me. Because seeing things through their lens reminds you of, like, oh, yeah. You know, thinking outside the box is like it's a very inner child thing, because the possibilities are endless when you're a child. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not until you become an adult and you get like a little older is when like life tries to put you in these boxes that's like, you can't be, you know, when you're a kid, you wanted to be an astronaut. And when you get older, you're like, well, I done went to school 4 years. I did two of them. I didn't like astrophysics and all of that, so I changed my major. Yeah, you know what? That astronaut thing. Yeah, it's not looking like it's going to be a real thing anymore. So, like, as you get older, you know what I'm saying? Those glasses that we put on as an adult now, it almost, like, makes too clear the fear that we all have and the uncertainty, and life comes and robs you of the dreams in many ways. So, like, surround yourself around, like, you know, just childlike energy and environments helps you to remember. And for me, like, you know, I teach as well, music, and a lot of times it's like older people. And for some reason this year, once again, you know, just, I guess God saw that I needed to do that work. Well, he knows everything, so he knew. But I guess he knew that I was ready to do that work. And he allowed, like, younger people to kind of, like, younger kids to kind of be part of my teaching and everyday, almost everyday life again. And just the joy, you know what I'm saying? The joy that you feel, the questions that they ask that make you say, I never thought of it that way. It's very important to be able to open the mind and allow you to now, after you know, a kid asks you something that, like, opens your mind, you can go and, like, ask yourself, like, I wonder what my inner child would have to say about that. Like, how does that relate? And in many ways, I can make a breakthrough. For knowing what that inner child needs in that moment. And another thing, like, I did this year was I revisited a lot of childhood memories. A lot of childhood memories, going down, like, memory lane of pictures. And, you know, since I'm going home, I go going home more often now, like, you know, being home twice this year already, like, it's just like, grabbing as much from the archives as I could, and seeing yourself as a child being happy and looking at a picture, and it brings back, like, you could almost feel where you were at that time, or you could sense it, you could smell the air, the how it smelled that day. It brings back this nostalgia that's really healthy, honestly, in many ways. That really made me realize that I needed to revisit and go down memory lane a lot more. Not only just for the good times, but for some of the bad times. Because now I need to face that, to heal from that. Definitely. And the only way you could heal from some stuff is you have to face it. And I come from a family that is really good at putting shit under the rug. And you inherit that subliminally in a lot of ways. You inherit a lot of things if you're not careful. And for me, realizing that there was some heavy trauma that's attached to my childhood. And that's another thing. Like, that inner child work is not going to be all peaches and roses and rainbows and laughs. That shit's going to be some tears too. Shit. It might be as much tears as it is laughs, you know? But it's necessary because I'm realizing, like, if I let a lot of that stuff go over even when I am to have kids, like, that shit wouldn't be good for me and it wouldn't be good for them. And a lot of that trauma that I've internalized would find its way out on them. And that's not something you want to do. You don't. We. Our biggest job is to make sure that we're not repeating cycles. We don't want to repeat the cycle of trauma that we went through. So the only way to make sure that we're avoiding that at all costs is making sure that we're facing the trauma, no matter how deep, how bad. We must face it, heal from it, learn from it, so that now we can help the next generation be a little bit better than we were to deal with their own version of whatever trauma or maybe similar trauma. And you got to realize a lot of that trauma and abuse and neglect, it's subliminal a lot of the time. It's not even like, it might not have been like physical, right? It might not have been like this. It might not have manifested itself in that way. But you'll know. You'll know. When you see it and when you do the work, you'll know. And it'll remind you of how it made you feel at that time. It'll definitely remind you. And this is all good stuff for like your mind, body, soul, man. Your psyche needs it. Psyche absolutely needs it. Another thing I learned to do this year when it comes to my inner child is kind of just really talking to it. Talking to my inner child. Talking to him. Right? Like, affirming him. Apologizing to him. Letting him know that, hey, man, I'm going to be better for you. Letting him know that he wasn't a failure. Letting him know that, sorry for even abandoning. You know, like, sorry for letting life make me abandon you. Like, you know, realizing that, like, many of the time that we are ignoring our inner child is like crying out for help. It's almost like it's trapped. Remember Kanye said he was fighting for his inner child custody. That's some real shit. It's like so real. We gotta fight for our inner child. That's where the magic comes from. That's where the joy comes from. That's where the peace comes from. The understanding a lot of the time. That's where the creativity in every aspect. The dreamer. These things are what keeps us going as adults. So imagine disregarding it, not paying attention to it, not giving it the proper attention, and then wanting to pull from it immediately on a dime, on a whim. It's like, essentially, like, for example, I went home to St. Croix in August and, you know, hit my young homies. I hadn't played ball in a year and a half since the pandemic. And this is like the longest I've ever not played ball. It drove me nuts. And then I kind of just came to peace with it. And then, like, you know, that itch came again. And I'm like, man, I just want to know if I still got it. Go to St. Croix, hit the young homies. They're like, yo, we hooping, blah, blah, blah. Pull up. I pull up. Stretch. Going through my routine. Yeah, okay. Wow. Back again in the gym. Surreal. First game. All right. A little slow. I don't know. Getting back into it, but the game is still there. I'm playing defense. I'm moving my feet. It feels good. We lose the first game. I sit down for like 4 games. My body don't get cold. Seize up on me. I didn't stretch again. Didn't keep my body warm. Didn't walk around. Just treated my body like I'm still 22, you know? Play the second game. If I played a little better, we won that game. Shoot, I'm like, damn, we win? I got to play again. Played again. We won the next game. I'm hyped now. Whole time, my body is falling apart. By the end of the 4th game that I played, yes, I played 4 games after not playing a year and a half. Who's the idiot boy? But, yeah, man, I pretty much limped out of there. And I'm pretty much still limping today. And that's because I hadn't been using the same muscles in the same way, in the same basketball motions for a year and a half. And I went out there and just told my body to perform now to keep up with these young guns. My body was like, yeah, nah, that's not how that worked, Kim. And that's like us like just not regarding our inner child. And then like, okay, now it's time for me to design. All right, Kim, let's design. Boom. Where are we pulling from? All right, some inspiration. That's cool. But like your inner child, now you're asking for your inner child to come and be a part of it, because that's where the dreamer comes from, the creativity. And like you're having a lot more blocks than you usually probably do. And that's because you haven't been cherishing and nourishing your inner child so that you can pull from that source. So it's important that we make sure that we're tending to our inner child at all times. In as many ways as we can. And that's why this year for me, it's been like the number one priority thing on my list. And I'm grateful that I've been taking the time out to really put that time in to making sure that I'm tending to my inner child and doing that self-work. And I just want to kind of share that journey with y'all for anybody who it may be for, who's listening to this podcast right now, like, damn, I haven't done that work. Like, yo, your bro Kim said, please make sure you're doing that work. You need to. It's imperative. We got to protect our inner child at all costs. And this has led me to work on a collection that we're now about to put out really soon, in a couple weeks after this podcast drops. That's going to be called, you know, FYI's Protect Your Inner Child Collection. And we're drawing from those same lessons and experiences that I really had to go through this year And as I was going through it, I just realized that, and the couple of people that I talked to about it and whatnot in my circle, it's something that needs to be put out there more for us all. So this collection is going to be super, super special. And I'm hoping that it's received not just for like the dope clothing and whatever, the dope merch, but it motivates and inspires whoever wears it and sees it to ask a question like, yo, what is Protect Your Inner Child about? And whoever is wearing it, whoever is representing it at the time, hopefully they'll have the time out to take that time out to have that conversation with the person who's asking. And that will then prompt another question and another question. And that will, you know, become this rolling effect to help others really realize that this is something that we cannot ignore. The world will really be a better place if we all kind of paid more attention to our inner child. So, yeah, man. It's another episode, FYI Podcast, Flying Intellectuals. You know, it's all love. I appreciate y'all. It's going to be a great rest of the year. And we're going to continue doing some cool things for ourselves to make sure that we're doing the best for ourselves as we continue to formulate and figure out who we are as individuals, as flying intellectuals, and continue making the world a better place with our mission, with our motives, and our intent. So until next time, man, y'all keep tuning in. Thank you for giving me the time off. We're back. Follow on Instagram at Flying Intellectual, on Facebook, Flying Intellectual page. If you haven't already, I got a 20% off going right now for the 1 hour consult for the brand development and management. Get on that for those who have been reaching out to me and wanted to get slots. I'm opening that up. 20% off on your first consult. That's $80 just for your first consult to have that conversation, to open that door, to open your mind to the possibilities. And then hopefully you would like to become our FYI client so that we can make a program to help take your brand to a new level. And yeah, man, I'm excited. It's been a long, hard year of work, and let's keep it going. I love y'all, man. Take care. Peace.
Hey, it's your boy Kim. I got a question for y'all. Have you copped your FYI merch yet? No? What are you waiting for? Head over to www.flyyoungintellectual.com and check out the cool merch that we have available for y'all. We don't only inform, inspire, and interact through conversation, we also do it through design. Get yours now. Peace.